This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. Seguin four-star quarterback Corey Daly is now a Pitt Panther. Seguin High School's all-time leader in completions, passing yards, total yards, passing touchdowns, and total touchdowns made it official Wednesday on National Signing Day at a ceremony held at the high school, ranked by 24/7 Sports as the 13th best quarterback in the country in his class. Daly joins a legendary list of signal callers to wear Pitt's blue and gold, including Alex Van Pelt, Kenny Pickett, and Dan Marino. Daly will graduate early and enroll in the University of Pittsburgh spring football program. He'll join his father and head coach Craig Daly as a Seguin alum in January. Craig was also a star quarterback for the Matadors, graduating in 2000. The younger Daly reflected on the impact his father has had on his career.
Yeah, it's going to hurt not playing for him again. I don't think really set in yet because I'm still with him, but I'm sure he'll still be on the phone with me yelling at me for missing reads and stuff. So I don't know if I'll miss it, but definitely not being able to play for him anymore. That one hit me, but I don't know, we kind of got past it. It means a lot to me, though, what he's done for me in my life, and he's done a lot ever since I was a kid, so he's got me where I am today.
Corey's father talked about all the hard work his son put in to reach this moment.
He was kind of under-recruited early, and just super proud of, like, just seeing all the accomplishment now, because all the work that, you know, that goes behind the scenes that not everybody knows, those strong training hours, you know, a lot of these, you kind of look back and sometimes early on we were kind of second-guessing on the father's side, like, letting him do all these sports, you know, did that really hurt him? Because a lot of these kids are going straight quarterback, you know, they've been training year-round since they were there, and maybe that was like the thing, but like just all the hard work. He said he played a Tuesday night basketball game, and the next morning he's up doing his football workout, and then he goes and gets ready for baseball that day, you know, or pitches in the game Friday night, and we fly out at 5:30 a.m. And at Austin to go do a workout across the country for somebody, and then he flies back on Monday morning and goes to work and again, you know. It's just a lot of hours like that a lot of people don't know that he put in to get here.
Corey Daly will don a Matador helmet one more time. He announced on social media early this week that he's received an invitation to play in the Navy All-American Bowl set for January 10th at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Daly plans to head to Pittsburgh the following day to begin his college career. High school basketball, the Matador Classic Boys Basketball Tournament tips off today. The tournament runs through Saturday at Seguin High School. The Seguin Matadors are hosting that tournament. The Navarro Running Lady Panthers are hosting the Panther Classic Girls Tournament today through Saturday at Navarro High School. The Navarro Boys are competing in the LaGrange Tournament today through Saturday. The Marion Boys are at the George West Tournament through Saturday, and the Marion Girls are competing at the Carn City Girls Tournament through Saturday. And finally, Navarro cross country runner Lilia Flo was recently named to the Texas Girls Coaches Association Class 4A All-State Team and Academic All-State Team. The senior capped her career with an 18th place finish at the Class 4A state meet, crossing the line in 11 minutes, 52.4 seconds, improving on her 71st place finish at the state meet in her junior season last year. Flo was also named to the Cross Country Coaches Association of Texas All-State Team and CCCAT Academic All-Regional Team. Additionally, she earned first-team academic All-State honors from the Texas High School Coaches Association. Flo set a Navarro High School record in October at the Class 4A Region 4 Championship in Corpus Christi, earning a bronze medal with a time of 11:48.71 in the two-mile race. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.